Are you ready to become toxic person proof?
Hey guys, Sarah K. Ramsey here to help you find love and success after a toxic relationship so you can design a life you're actually excited about living.
Hello, wonderful. It is Sarah K. Ramsey, and I'm here with Jerrica Jett, who is she's an online and offline dating and love coach for women in midlife. And she was actually divorced at 48 and then remarried or engaged at 50. So many of the things that you ladies are dealing with. Hey, Jerrica, how are you?
I'm doing great. Excited to chat. And yes, awesome. I've been there and done it all.
Yeah. Well, let's figure out what we should do and shouldn't do, right? In the online dating space, can you give us some biggest mistakes that people make for online dating?
All right. So first of all, I'd say I consider myself a little bit of an online dating ninja.
I know that
online dating has a lot of kind of cringy reputation and people kind of look at it with horror. But if you can make a few tweaks, like all these tips that I'm going to give you today, it can really improve things. I don't have a magic wand for you, but I do have a lot of good ideas that will definitely improve the whole experience. So the biggest mistake has to do with how women look at online dating in the first place, like kind of like their mindset going in and their goals going in. So should I just keep diving right in?
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, because I hear, and sometimes people ask the question like, is it okay to casually date? Or is it okay, you know, if you got married after college at 21, right? And you've been with this person forever, it almost feels mean to not, like, it feels like we put so much pressure. Like, oh, this has to be like the one.
Okay.
Right?
So you kind of hit the nail on the head with that so much pressure idea. Now, if you're doing online dating more casually, I'm not sure. The tips I'm going to give are more for women who are looking for a serious relationship.
Oh, they are.
Just trying to date.
My listeners are. Absolutely.
It's pretty easy. You might not need any tips. Like, that's pretty easy. But so the biggest mistake with this mindset going in, and it might be kind of subconscious, but I think we kind of subconsciously feel like because there's some algorithm that it's actually more like a matchmaker. And
going
in, so I am talking to women who are wanting a long-term relationship. But what I would always advise to my clients is to not go into online dating. Like, keep your long-term goal in mind. Yes, you want a long-term relationship. But when you're swiping, when you're chatting, when you're messaging, you're not focusing super intensely on that long-term goal. Your short-term goal is just to meet lots of men, to just be open, curious. Oh, you know, how many different coffee dates can I have? How many different men can I chat with? The thing is that as women, we kind of like want to jump to that long-term relationship. But in order to get there, you've got to go through this initial stage. And a lot of women,
nobody gets to skip it. I do want to point out, like, I think sometimes when people hire a coach or they hire somebody, it's like, well, I just want to skip that. Like, you know, and it's like, well, that's like having an exercise coach, but like, I don't want to really like, I just want the body. Like, I don't want like the exercise or the nutrition or any of the steps or the process. I just want the body. And it's like, well, that's not real. I'm sending all the love and hearts and sparkles. That's not real. Yeah.
And at our age, we kind of got to, you know, be a little grown up about it. And it's like, when you think about it logically, you know, that makes sense. So here's an example that, like, when you're swiping, most women are swiping for long-term relationship. They're looking at this guy and saying, could he be a long-term relationship? And they're reading and, you know, really in depth in his profile. And they're looking at his pictures and seeing his activities and all of that. But they're really reading a lot of his profile. And that's the question they're asking. But again, ask yourself logically, are you really going to tell from somebody's pictures and a couple lines of text if they're good for a long-term relationship?
And within the context, obviously, the podcast is toxic person proof, right? And that's a lot of the conversation too. Well, how do I know from his profile that he's like, has ethics and morals and character and won't cheat on me? And it's like, what? Like, there is no chance of that happening. And I also hear women and they'll say, okay, well, I want to put in my profile. And this is like heartbreaking, you know, but they'll say, I want to put in my profile, you know, I value honesty or like integrity or, you know, being a good person. It's like, and if I put that's what I'm looking for, then only those people will come to me. And I was like, unfortunately not. I mean, unfortunately not. There was a book but George Simon, and I think it was George Simon, Wolf in Sheep's Clothing. And he said that when you go to a prison, that outside the prison, you always see these signs of like, no weapons, no drugs, no this. And he says, the people that would pay attention to those signs already know not to bring drugs into a prison or weapons into a prison. The people who don't pay attention to those signs don't care what the sign says, you know? And so when we think about online dating profiles and trying to filter out anybody that possibly might not be good for me by a sign outside of the prison that says no guns, you know, that's pretty unrealistic and not toxic person proof at all, which is the goal, right?
Yes. And I love how you say like toxic person proof. Really what I talk about with my clients is find a good man and start your forever relationship off right. Mm-hmm. And that's where when we're rushing in and we want to skip over the dating portion, this awkward meeting people and getting, you know, sometimes, you know, slight rejections and things like that. That's how you toxic proof your relationship. Yeah. That's how you start it off right, because it's like a vetting process. You have to like check them out, not just jump from, you know, their profile picture right to the relationship. So I'm going to tell a little bit more about this mindset thing, and then we'll get into specifics because I do have specific tips like about profiles and things like that. So what I talk about is a funnel. So you want your funnel, a funnel shaped, you know, with it's wide at the top and tiny at the bottom, right? Mm-hmm. So you want a lot of men coming into the top of your funnel so that you can vet them all, toxic proof them. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, as you get further in the process, there's less and less men. So there's lots of men you're matching with, you know, some men that you're actually going on a coffee date with, a few make it to, you know, date one, date two, date three, and then hopefully just one comes out at the bottom. Mm-hmm. Now, most women, when they go into online dating, they're swiping with their funnel like upside down.
Yeah,
they're absolutely swiping, and yeah, they're most women swipe yes on like 20% of the men. Don't quote me on the exact number, but mm-hmm. men swipe yes on like 80-90% of the women. The men are just like, yes, 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 yes. And the women are like, I don't know. Let me read this. I don't know. I do want women to be picky, and I do want them to toxic proof their relationship, but that doesn't happen in the swiping. That happens after you meet them, because someone can just say like, I'm looking for an honest person, or they can say, trust me. You know, I always say like, when someone says, trust me, that's very suspicious to me.
It is. Yeah.
Trust is something that you build mm-hmm. and that you feel. I'm never going to feel trusting of someone just because they say, trust me. That's kind of empty words. I want to see their actions. And that's what dating is. You want to see their actions. And that's the mindset going in that's going to toxic proof the relationship.
I call it collect data, right? And you cannot collect all the data you need from a profile pic.
Absolutely.
Right. And you honestly, it's really hard. There's as I love that funnel analogy, you know, and as you go through the funnel, that's what that process is, collect more data. And what I see is the kind of mistake that we made. Some women are too afraid to open the door at all. And mm-hmm. then some women's doors open so wide and they're not willing to ever shut it, you know? And yes, it's like, let's crack the door, collect data, and be willing to shut the door. Be willing to open yes. and shut and open
yeah.
and
yeah.
shut.
Keep the door wide open as far as like who's matching with you. Like who cares if you match with 100?
Right.
You don't have
right.
to go to coffee dates with all of them.
Right,
you know,
right.
So you have it open and then you close the door more and more. The closer they get to you
yeah.
is the more the door is like, or the funnel is closing.
Sure. Yeah. No, I love that analogy. Awesome. So yeah. When you think about profile picks or tips or tricks, what should women be looking for? And then what should women be putting out there about themselves?
So this is why it's so important to talk about the mindset first, because your goal, remember your goal, your long-term goal is a long-term relationship, but really your initial goal is just to meet lots of men. Mm-hmm. So how are you going to meet lots of men? Okay. So first we'll talk about the men's profile pictures. Remember, you want to match with lots and lots of men. That means that when you're swiping, you're just pretty much asking yourself, are there any red flags? Mm-hmm. Remember, the door is wide open. Mm-hmm. So Are there any red flags? For example, like for me, it'd be like, he's a smoker. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to date anybody who's a smoker. So that's mm-hmm. automatically no. But, you know, as far as like, you know, oh, he doesn't look quite right, or I'm not sure about this job, or I'm not sure about his height, or I'm not sure about his hobbies, or that's later on down in the funnel. In the beginning, you want to be swiping, and you can kind of tell, like, how many men are you swiping on? Are you swiping mm-hmm. on 50%? That's already a lot more than most women do. Challenge yourself, you know, if there's something just gross in his profile, you know, like, I don't know, he's shirtless or something, you know, that might be a no. Men tend to not be the most, I don't know, savvy, or sometimes they're just like not real smart about their profile, and their profiles tend to not be all that great. If we get later into my story, I'll say that my fiance, when I swiped on him, there were no bells ringing. There was no fireworks. I was just kind of like, meh, okay. I couldn't really tell much about him from his profile. I couldn't really see what he looked like. I saw like a couple things that interested me, but I didn't see any red flags. Mm-hmm. So that's how you want to swipe. If you see a red flag, swipe no, but you should have very few red flags. Okay. So that's mm-hmm. the men's profiles. Now for the women, remember, your goal is to get in front of lots of men, to meet lots of men. Okay. So you got to think about what is a man swiping on? I know this will bother a lot of women, but it's just kind of the truth. They're swiping on the pictures. They mm-hmm. might not even read anything. Mm-hmm. They're swiping on the pictures. So a few things I would say about the pictures: make sure you have one like clear headshot that you can clearly mm-hmm. see your face. You're not like wearing sunglasses or a hat, or, you know, it's dark or something like that. They can clearly see what your face looks like. Have at least one body shot.
I agree with that too. And I've had some kickback from women, you know, and they get into this process and they're wasting all this time. And the guy's like, I want a body shot. And they're like, he should like me for me. I was like, he doesn't even know you. You know, if there is an issue, just let it be, right? You know, it's interesting. I see women like try to hide things about themselves, but they would be very frustrating that the men were hiding from them.
Mm-hmm. I mean, do you want to go to a coffee date and find out on the coffee date that he's not attracted to you?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, or you're not attracted to him.
Right. Don't you want to know? Mm-hmm. I mean, I know for me, like, I want to know that my man, like, you know, is turned on by me or is attracted.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so there's nothing to hide. It's like, eventually he's going to see what your body looks like. And it would be better if he just swiped no on it immediately. So, mm-hmm. you know, don't put like something like super, super sexy, but
oh gosh. Yes, please do not. I mean, these women are like, oh, I can't get a good guy. And I look at their profile pics and it's their boobs hanging out and they're like twerking. And I'm like, no, you can't get a good guy with that right. type. No, you can't. Yeah.
Yeah, you want to, you know, I would say like, not even quite sexy casual, but like, you know, like, what would be the word for it? Like kind of casual, like, you know, look good. Like don't look like a school marm or put your, you know, worst picture or something up there. Put something that you look attractive in, but not like you said, with your boobs hanging out and all that kind of stuff. Unless you're trying to, again, just date around. If you're looking for a long-term relationship, think about like the man that you're trying to look for. Do you want him to be attracted to you? Yes. Just for your boobs? No. Right. So kind of find that happy medium. And a couple other things about the picture, I would say not to put pictures of other people. So don't put pictures of your kids. First of all, that's just kind of like a safety issue. You can say in the words there that you have a kid, but that doesn't need to be what you lead with. And then I also wouldn't recommend having pictures with other people in the pictures, especially if it's other women in the pictures, because sometimes what can happen is like the guy, first of all, might not know which one is you, and he might like be interested in your friend or something. Mm-hmm. So have it focused on you.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Keep it to like 4 or 5 pictures, not so many, just 4 or 5 pictures.
And I tell people too, to be conscious of the background or the conscious of the situation. You know, it's like a selfie in front of the mirror, but then you see like your shampoo bottles there, or like, oh, I look good. And, you know, there's a female who, she was a lawyer. She's very professional. She was gorgeous. And she had taken a picture that she felt really pretty in, but it was like a mirror shot. And then it had like her bedroom in the background it was not like kept up bedroom. It was like, she was getting ready to go out. And it was like, you look amazing, but what you're sending out is you're not nearly as put together as you really are. And she was put together.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get a, picture. And get a friend to take the shot. So many women, I think they feel really nervous about asking a friend to take this picture for them. Natural lighting is best if at all possible. Would you agree with that?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you can do some type of adventure pick, would you recommend that? Yeah.
Yes. Sure. So out of the five pictures, that's a good idea. Like you can do one headshot, one body shot, and then like some different activities, maybe those can sometimes be harder to find or harder to get, but if it can show like a little bit of your lifestyle.
Yeah.
So actually that might segue into what to put for the text to be.
Okay. Yeah.
So what you want to do, besides the fact that you want him to be attracted to you, that's kind of what happens right away for men, especially, is you want him to see that he can fit into your life, that there's a space there for him. So this can be a little bit in the pictures and you'll see it really in the text. So for example, I know this was hard for me because coming out of, you know, being divorced at 48, it's like my hobbies were like gardening, walking my dog and like crafting or something. Mm-hmm. But like, that's not really something, you know, unless the man likes gardening, which a lot of men don't, you know, so you want to show him that he can fit into your life. Mm-hmm. So that doesn't mean like make stuff up, but talk about things where he could fit into it. And I'll give a really awesome secret tip.
Yeah, right, yeah.
For the text. And that is to, and this is what I did, write a little story that's like we,
or cute. Yeah.
You and me. So for mine, it was something like, you know, you take me hiking on a spring morning. So it tells that I like hiking. Mm-hmm. It kind of paints this picture and then he can see himself in it. Mm-hmm. And it also had a lot to do with what I was looking for. I really wanted someone who not only was active, but someone who would like have ideas and invite me.
Yeah.
Like, so I kind of included that in the story, like you take me to, I didn't say like we go to, I said, you take me to. And so I was kind of trying to paint this picture of, you know, what it would be like. So that's
so if it was like, hi, my name is Sarah. I'd love to see us hiking on a spring morning. We could grab coffee between work meetings. We could plan a trip to the beach. We could something like that.
Yeah. Or you can actually write it as if it's happening. That's
okay. Yeah.
Tell me on your writing skills. You know,
yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah. Tell me. Yeah. Like, what would that be like?
You could say, you know, we're on a beach in Mexico, just soaking up the sun. You know, it's like you pass me a margarita and like we practice our Spanish or, you know, whatever, just kind of what the things are that are interesting to you. Maybe your story is about Mexico, but it's all about like swimming and seeing the pyramids or whatever. So, a story I think can really spark his imagination. And then again, he can see himself in it or not. So he can see like, oh, I hate hiking or, you know, I wouldn't want to go to the beach in Mexico. Well, you know, maybe then that's not what you're looking for.
And I talk about dating brand, like your dating brand. And I don't want too many women. I see their brand as like hard work and mama, you know? And it's like, that's wonderful. You're a worker. That's wonderful. You're a mother. That's wonderful. But that is not, we need a more multifaceted version of you. That is true. Like I've even seen some dating profiles and it was so over the top. Like she was talking about like skydiving and this and that. And I was like, wow, do you really do this stuff? And she did. I said, but even from a first impression, it felt like she was lying because it was like, whoa, it's like, this is the most adventurous person in the world, you know? Yeah. And, you know, just really trying to find that balance too within your brand.
Find the balance and hard work and mamas, that would get me on a whole nother rant. Maybe we could have another interview, but just about how we as women need to like maybe not work so hard and not have that be our whole identity. And, you know, if we are inviting a man into our lives to invite him to help us.
Yeah.
There's so much of us like going it alone. And it's kind of the Gen Xer woman thing, I think, is like, I can do everything a man can do and I can do it better. But the problem is, this is what happened for me. You know, I just kind of ended up doing everything. And then I was like, I know I can do it better, but do I have to do it all? Like,
And which is, set that up early, ladies. Like I have a friend and when she was dating this guy, she would always like, let me pack his lunch for him. Oh, let me do this. Because she thought, he'll see me as his caretaker. And she was really his wife while she was still his girlfriend. Well, fast forward.
Here's what I'll say to that. So I love how you said set it up right. See, that's what I always talk about is get your forever relationship started off right. Because how you start it is how it will be as you continue.
Yes.
And this is, you got into another thing that I like to rant about, which is think about who makes your lunch for you in life. Is it your lover or is it your mother?
I love that. So I had a guy and he told me I was going to have a really hard time dating when I was after my divorce. And this guy comes, he said, you're going to have a horrible time dating. And I said, why? He goes, you're intelligent, you're confident, you're a good conversationalist, you're pretty. And I was like, I thought these would be good qualities, right? I was like, it was very scary. Now I can make light of it. I'm happily married and all that kind of stuff. At the time, it was very scary when you hadn't dated in 15 years or however long it had been. And then someone says, you're not going to be good at it. Like a bank president. Like it wasn't like a bum off the street. Like this was somebody I was like, what? What do you mean? You know, and he said, guys, you're too much. Most guys just want a mother. And I was like, oh, it is not true. It is not true. But it was very scary to hear that at the time.
I think that a lot of women sort of want to be in that role. And we're kind of, that goes back to the whole hardworking mama. And then we kind of project that at our partner. And again, you want to start off right. And so, and this also connects to what we talked about on the profiles about having a space, like men can see that there's a space for you in your life, a space for him. In your life. And it's like, he wants to see that, like, he has something to contribute to you. You just talked about all these wonderful attributes that to check it off the list. And he's like, well, I'm not needed here.
Yeah.
I go elsewhere. Yeah. Like men want to, a good man, a not toxic man.
Yeah.
He wants to contribute to you. And if you like, you've got, you know, I'm all good and there's no space for him. So.
And I love the word contribute because that's really important that we look for someone looking to contribute to us, not to control us, you know? And you get into that hardworking mama scene and it's like, great, he's got a servant. Or slave, you know?
Another kid, you know, do you
exactly,
want
exactly, exactly.
From the beginning. Don't do that. Let him. And so that's why I put in my profile, you take me to the hike. Or whatever.
Okay, yeah.
That's exactly what I had in mind is like, because that's kind of like what I didn't have in my marriage is like, I wanted somebody who was going to take me places, you know, and I'm not going to blame the men for that. Like, I believe like the more I can take responsibility, the more I can change my own life and I can create it. And when I was younger and again, like being this Gen X, you know, powerful woman, I kind of wanted to control the way things were. And so now I guess I've learned now that I kind of had to do it all because I was so great at everything. It's like, I'd rather go on a hike that I don't even know where we're going.
Yeah.
I don't know what the elevation is. I don't know what the sights are, but hey, somebody else planned it, set it up, asked me to go on it. Maybe prepared snacks or whatever. And it's like, I don't want to do all of those things. And so I so appreciate someone else doing it. And that also means I have to let go of the reins a little bit. So ladies, be willing to let go of the reins and like, let him pick up the reins sometimes, not controlling, like you said, but.
You know. Yeah. I mean, I think sometimes people think their parenting or their dating brand, I'm sorry, can almost be like either she who has no needs or she who you know, like can fulfill all your needs. And they think, you know, and then it ends up setting up for a really unhealthy relationship later on, because if you don't have any needs, then you have another child. And then if you're trying to fulfill all their needs, it's just creates such an unhealthy dynamic.
I love how this theme keeps coming back up, which is your theme of toxic proofing, which fits right in with I talk about starting your forever relationship off right. Because when we rush, that's what creates the problems later. Like, take it slow in dating. What did you talk about? Getting data.
Yeah, and collecting data. Yeah.
That's a great idea. You've got to see what's going on and get this, you know, figure out where your balance is. What are you contributing? What is he contributing? Does that feel good? You know, slow down. So I love that.
No, that's awesome. Any other profile tips?
I would say keep remembering back to the beginning about the goal, and you know, the men might not read your profile. Like they really aren't going to look at it a lot. And along those lines, if we talked about specific sites, so a lot of women don't like the sites that have like a shorter text. So Bumble is an example. I actually really, really like Bumble because, remember, the whole goal is meeting lots of men. And actually, what I could go into a little bit more, the goal is to meet a lot of men. That's the top of the funnel. And then your next step is to immediately, as quick as you can, meet them in person or in 2020, maybe a video.
Virtual, date. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But don't, are you looking for a pen pal?
You agreed. Know, agreed. It's like, man, you got a lot going on in your life and you're spending like how many hours talking to him? Like,
or women wonder they're like, worn out. I'm dating this guy, blah, 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 blah. And then you find out later they haven't met. Mm-mm. And I'm like, you're not dating him. Mm-mm. He's a pen pal. You don't even know if he actually exists.
I know.
So there's a lot of problems that you can kind of X out. So the problem with online dating overall is that it creates this roller coaster, right? You're really excited and then you're disappointed and then you get hopeful and then you get dejected and then, you know, it kind of goes like this. So it's still going to be, you know, like this, but let's try to take out the peaks and the valleys. And by meeting them right away, you know that they're a real person. They're not scamming you because they met you right away. Mm-hmm. You can see like, is there an attraction? Mm-hmm. Is there beyond the physical attraction? Like, can you hold a conversation? You know? And you don't want to be messaging for days and weeks. Mm-hmm. You just want to message a little bit just to get that coffee date. So that's because that's another big complaint that women and men had with online dating is that it sucks so much time up.
Yes.
Quit.
Yes.
Chatting with them forever. My kind of guideline, which I know a lot of women are going to go, is like, a maximum of 10 messages. That's 5 you, 5 him. Mm-hmm. Again, remember back to the swiping, it's just like, do they have any red flags, right? You swipe yes if they don't have red flags. When I was chatting, it would be like, can he write in full sentences?
Yes.
Does he seem to like, then great, look, coffee date.
Yes, I agree. Thank you so much for those tips. Like, so excited for us to chat next time. Tell people where they can find more about you.
My website is lovecoachjerica.com. And I also am quite active on Instagram and I'm everywhere at Love Coach Jerica. I also have a YouTube channel, Love Coach Jerica.
Awesome. Thanks so much for helping us on our journey to become toxic person proof.
You're welcome. Good luck, ladies.
Hello, wonderful. This is Sarah, and I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. I know that there was something that you can take away to help you get past the past, get real about the present, or get serious about your future. And if I did my job, then hopefully it will help you with all three. If you are not in my Facebook group, Finding Love and Success After a Toxic Relationship, then consider this your personal invitation from me. I'm there live, there's tons of support, and most importantly, tons more information to help you on your journey to become toxic person proof.